strawberries in a field. Bluebells in the woods. Evening sunlight, broken gold. Sprinkling through the trees. Chestnuts, berries, blossoms, rich, thick, apple green. Needs to be, ends to be, needs to be, oh yeah!
We present A Little of What You Fancy by H.E. Bates, starring David Jason as Pop Larkin and Pam Ferris as Ma Larkin. Adapted for radio in six parts by Eric Pringle. Title music by Pip Burley and Barry Gard, with incidental music by Barry Gard. Produced by Richard Bates and directed by Adrian B. Part 1.
All right, now then, my girl, don't get impatient. We're nearly done. I'll tell you what, you take a few whiffs of that Kentish summer morning air while I finish. You can't beat it. Except maybe with spring air. Ooh, I don't know, though. This is just about perfect. Good day coming up. I'm getting an ear full of them sounds, girl. What a world I've got here, eh? Oh, my lucky man. All that loveliness. And this little farm, and you, and Ma, and there you go. All over, my girl. That's it. You've done your bit for the Larkin breakfast, thank you very much. Now I've just got to give the hens and the geese and the old pig their breakfast, and then...
Hey, over there.
Hello, sir. Must be the hens getting hungry.
Right, come on, then. Come on. Come on, come and get it. Come on.
What the fuck? That's a voice, eh? There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Come on, then. Ma's fast asleep. So far, Sydney, so far. Little Oscar's asleep. Phillida, Cleopatra, Boadicea, Nightingale's asleep. But everybody else is away, educating themselves one way or another. Cost a shilling a free, all that, you know. They're worthwhile. Yeah, definitely worthwhile. Come on, then. Look what education done for Charlie boy. And look what not having an education's done for me. I lose count of my own kids. Go on, then. Still, Ma and me, we're doing all right. Got everything here we could want.
Charlie, wake up.
No.
Wake up. Here's your tea.
Oh, lovely, Maria. Thank you. Put it down somewhere.
There's men here again.
What men?
The two men I saw in the lane the day before yesterday. They're heading for Home Farm.
Are they now? I wonder what Pop's up to this time.
Pop isn't up to anything.
Your father's always up to something. That's how he makes his living. I believe John Blenheim is trying to attract our attention.
He knows how to do it, doesn't he? He wants his breakfast. No, Charlie, don't you strain yourself. I'll get it.
Probably photographers taking pictures of Pop Larkin's yard for the Scrap Merchant's Gazette. English junk for Chinese sailors.
They didn't look like photographers to me. What are you doing today, by the way?
Helping Pop. Market day in Canterbury. There's some deal set up, buying and selling hundreds of artefacts, he says.
What artefacts?
I don't know. In Pop, it could be anything.
Yes, all right, Grunter, all right. Better get your breakfast before you start yelling and put me out of strike with Ma. Sportus interruptus, as the actress said in the dish, but he blew the whistle for half time. Hey, now, look, listen to that. The mystery voice, and I claim my £5, problem solved. But who the pipe are these two?
Right, morning, gents.
Mr. Larkin?
Yeah, that's me. Larkin by name, sir. Anything I can do for you?
Well, sorry to trespass. Doing survey work. Mind if we go into your meadow?
No, it's all right. As long as you close the gate behind you. Right, just a thought. You gents wouldn't care for a couple of geese for the weekend, would you? Share a turkey for Christmas? It's not too early to put your name down, you know.
Thanks. We'll think about it.
A couple of walkie-talkies suit you, would they? Foot baths, calf cutters, brass bedsteads. You want any of that sort of mullet, you know, you've come to the right place.
We'll think about it.
Hello? Right, now then. Out home for breakfast. Nice pot of tea, I reckon. Now we'll have champagne cocktails. Pink champagne. It's the pink that sets them all going. Brandy. Dash of bitters. A slice of orange. Sugar glasses. Frost in July. And there we are. Perfect stiffener. Put anybody in the mood, I hope. Take a deck of that. Must have been a hot night. Mars Road pretty near everything off. Look at their makers, a shining skin. Beautiful. Fruitful acres and all. 8 kids, every one the best a man ever had. Oh, yeah. So, what do you reckon, Sid? Livestock's fed, kids with sleep, all's right with the world. What's the odds on a bit of the other to make it perfect? Yes. A drop of breakfast, Ma. You wait.
Oh, it's about... Oh, I thought I heard you talking in the yard. A bit early for conversation, isn't it, laughing? I was out there in summer day.
You know, two blokes, painters, I reckon. They had tripods and weasels or something.
The odd delight.
The what delight?
The odd delight, Mariette told me. She saw me in High Acres a couple of days ago.
Oh, you know what they're up to then?
Nothing that concerns us, I don't suppose. Nothing exciting. Oh, speaking of excitement, you going to pour that breakfast or not? I'm waiting.
Are you? Oh, well, I'll get on with it. Champers coming up. Plain or cocktail?
Oh, I better make it a cocktail while you're at it.
All right. Cocktail it is. What do? You can have it now or afterwards.
After what?
What do you think?
Better make it a sandwich.
Perfect. Which part in the middle?
Oh, I think you should see how we get on, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I reckon we should get on pretty much as usual. But it's thirsty work, you know. Sure you won't have a drop sort of pipe opener?
No, thanks. You've got me too excited about the other. Oh, I'm nicely in the mood. Pipe's open already. Oh, better get this... Oh, don't want to get me in the way.
Oh, all right. Just a sit for me. It's a strength for them, right?
But lock the door, or else we'll have Oscar and Philly doing pair of monkeys they are.
Yeah, right-o. You know, I still can't square Phil's red hair, eh? You and me both being dark, right?
But Charlie says it's got to do with the laws of genetics.
Yeah, well. There, out, Charlie. What? We got an encyclopedia for a son-in-law. Oh, mate, Mark. What the pipe is genetics? Is it something to do with the national elf, Lark?
Do you reckon you should be surprised to have blackbirds with red breasts soon, I should wonder? Or else donkeys giving milk.
Well, you talking about donkeys do give milk.
Don't get smart. Right? Amazingly, Lark.
What?
Isn't smart as I want, it's larking.
Oh, come here, Larkins. What you all going to get? Oh, yeah, Mark, are you losing weight? You slimming or something?
Do you mind? I like my figure as it is.
Oh, so do I.
And it's all mine, unlike some you see these days.
Yeah, all 55 of it. Oh, it's mine too. Oh, come on, give it here.
Here it is.
Oh, the breakfast smells good.
Always, Charlie.
Always? And tastes even better.
I had a good teacher.
Your mother is the best and most generous teacher in the world. John Brennan looks contented. Does he have one of our specials?
Junior size. He'll probably want another with us. He has an appetite and a thirst like his granddad.
Rather young fella.
Is that right? Have you noticed, Mariette, how sometimes he looks at you so wisely? So humorous and wicked at the same time. It's like Pop when he smells an opportunity. You know, it still amazes me how your father can spot a hole in the market that nobody else could find with a magnifying glass. And when you look, it's as wide as a door and you wonder how you could have been so blind.
Like our pheasant rearing, you mean?
Exactly. only Pop would have reckoned on all those townies moving into the country to shoot and eat game, because that's what they think the country living's all about. And he was right. He's put us onto a winner. Pop has a nose for it. You have to admire it.
Nice. Good technique.
Yes. Oh, I think that deserves champers.
Oh, I'm sorry you haven't earned it. What's in particular on today, sir?
Army service job, a couple of 100 walkie-talkie sets. Should you have 300%?
Oh, I'll keep the walk in the door.
Certainly ought. Here you are.
Thanks.
There goes down a treat. What a perfect way to start with that, eh?
It's on the way.
Right, go on, have a drop more.
Mm, greedy this morning, aren't you?
A little of what you fancy in that, Ma. More's even better. Can't have too much of a good thing.
Oh, can't you? you poured it all up my left pussy.
Don't worry about that. Listen, I'll soon look that up. Give me. Right, just a sec. Blimey. It's all right, a bit of indigestion. Hey, listen to that.
Wren?
Yeah, little Jenny Wren. Oh, blimey, pecking inside me now.
What an idea, you're going to give me an encore. Don't tell me all I get is heavy breathing. No peace for the wickies. Oscar and Philip will be wanting their breakfast.
I'll put them off for a bit.
Can't be a tick. Don't overdo it while I'm gone.
Hey, you can't go downstairs like that, Ma. You ain't got a stitch on. Suppose you meet the postman.
You have to shut my eyes, will I?
Oh, my good God. Oh. Listen to that. Oh. What's happening, Timothy?
Oscar, listen, quiet. Yes, Ma? You want breakfast? Go get your job done around the farm first. I've got fresh made bread, I've got butter and jam, I've got bacon and sausages, but we need eggs. So you two, hen out. Got that?
Yes, Ma.
Get a move on, then. Now then. Sydney Parkin. Let the dog see the rabbit. Well, look, then.
Mm. Lovely, Ma. Perfect.
Don't want me now, do you? I know. You're feeling weak all of a sudden.
Oh, a bit languid. Got to recharge the batteries, perhaps.
Better recharge them with a drop of champers in. Don't want you losing your grip. I hope you're not getting past it, Sydney Larkin, because you won't get very far with your girlfriend at this rate.
Well, which girlfriend?
Angela Snow. Heard you fixing it up on the phone. On a four-poster bed at that.
Oh, she wants me to find her. Find her one for... A new flat.
You could excuse, wouldn't you? You're breathing hard just at the thought. I wonder what it's like on a four-poster. Four times as good, I expect. Oh, Sid, you're dribbling. Look at you, all down your chest. You need a bib next. I know what's behind all this. You want to watch me dressing? Well, lie there like the Caliph of Baghdad and watch your slave girl go through the motions. We're all right, Caliph. What's it to be this morning? Bell tent or corset fight? Bits popping in and out.
Yeah. Yes, that's the one.
And what will you say?
I'll say, left titty out first this morning, going to rain before the day's gone.
Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. Depends. Have to wait and see, won't you?
Wait and see.
See, what's the matter with you? I'm not getting much response this morning. Here, you trying to alarm me or what?
Oh, good. Don't feel all that great, Ma. You know, that's it.
Sid, what's up? Do you think we overdid it a bit?
Mark, don't go. I'm dying.
Marriott!
Ma?
Oh,
Marriott! What's the matter?
I don't know. He's probably...
Hold on, Ma. We're coming over.
Charlie, can you hear me? I've telephoned Dr. O'Connor. He's on his way. Now, I'm going to take your temperature. I want you to lie flat, so I shall take away one pillow.
Hold
out,
Pop. That's it.
Mouth open. That's it. Shut.
Good boy.
Got to live. Got to live. I've got to live an eye for all of us.
I'm taking your pulse as well.
Hello, Pop.
Let me feel your hand, Mariette. I can't feel your hand.
I'll take the thermometer away now, Pop. Thank you.
We'll have you up and doing in no time.
Up and doing, that's what did this. Where's Ma?
She's downstairs waiting for Dr. O'Connor. Oh, no, they're here. The doctor's here.
Let's have a look at him, then.
Now, what's all this, Mr. Larkin? Been overdoing it a bit, eh?
Bit marvellous how news gets around, isn't it?
Like Edith Pilchett's homemade wine, eh?
Now, Mr. Larkin, I'm going to give you a little injection.
Edith's homemade wine, eh? Like Edith. Like Edith.
Oh, come on, Edith.
I am, Mr. Larkin. I am.
Give it all you've got.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and then some.
Then some. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, perfect. Perfect, Edith, my darling.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Edith Pilchester, daydreaming again. Oh, what a fool you are. Oh, lovely, though. Snap out of it, woman. This won't get breakfast. It won't spin the sheep wool either, will it? And dreaming about dear Mr. Larkin. Won't make lemon curd for the church bazaar. It won't pull the rhubarb. Won't embroider the cushion for the Society of Unmarried Mothers Saints. Oh, heavens, there's so much to do in July. July is mad. So are the unmarried mothers. How do girls find the time to become unmarried mothers? That's what I want to know. I never did. Never. And it's absolutely ghastly. Oh, Mr. Larkin. Oh, Pop. I'd find the time for you. Edith Pilchester, pull yourself together. You've done 1,000 things already this morning, and you've another 1,000 still to do. It's a nightmare. But that was a dream, wasn't it? Edith! I need stamps. How can I put letters without stamps?
Good God.
So sorry.
Don't need. It's all right. I'm all right. You know how to knock a fellow off his feet.
I was just...
Ah, splendid. I've just been there for my pension.
I'm going for unmarried mothers.
Oh, really? I see. Well, splendid it is. Absolutely splendid.
No, it isn't. It's absolutely ghastly. Because I have so much to do, I don't... Oh, I'm so late. Oh, excuse me. Lovely day, though, isn't it?
For some, Edith, but not for all, by the sound of it.
No, you're right. Oh, dear. Well, I really...
I hope you won't think it unchivalrous of me if I say that you seem a little distray.
Distray? Distray? I'll say I'm distray. I've lost time, you see. Hours of it. Days. Years. I don't know where it goes.
Allow me to walk with you. Or to run with you. Now, I know what you mean.
Do you?
And I've been losing a battle with time all my life. We all do in one way or another, don't we? So I must say, I've had my moments. No, there have been moments when I believe I actually made time stop.
Stop? How did you do that?
I won't go into details. Suffice to say that once in a while, I have filled my cup so full it overflowed. And the world has stood still, and time has been of no consequence at all.
How I envy you. How I would have loved to have had an experience like that.
Oh, but surely, you mean you never have? Never? Not once, dear lady.
Once or twice I came near it. This nearly was mine.
Good afternoon to you, Miss Silchester.
Oh, and to you, Brigadier.
Well, hello, Candy. Thought you'd gone off to foreign parts.
I did, but I'm back again.
Reverend Candy has come to our church for good this time, I'm delighted to say.
Oh, so am I.
Glad to have you in the regiment again, Vicar.
Thank you. I say, I wonder if I might ask you something.
That's fair well, sir.
It's just that, well, being away, I seem to have missed some development.
I hardly know. Nothing developed here.
Except unmarried mother.
And motorways?
Motorways?
What motorways?
Two men came to the vicarage early this morning. They wanted information.
What information?
Oh, directions and... Well, they were asking questions about the lie of the land and who owned what and so forth. I couldn't tell them anything, of course. I don't know anything.
Did they say why they wanted this information?
Oh, yes. They said for the motorway.
What rubbish.
Absolute rubbish. A motorway here? Where to?
We don't go anywhere.
It's a mistake. They think they're somewhere else.
I expect that's it. Only they asked for Mr. Larkin.
What?
Oh. Oh. What's happening? Doc, is that you?
Ah, oh, Mr. Larkin. Welcome back to the land of the living.
He's awake. Thank the Lord for that, Sid.
Hush, Ma. Let the doctor see to him. How are you feeling?
Well, he could knock me down with a feather, Doc, but... Oh, the pain's gone.
Good. And you're not too uncheerful, I hope?
I don't know, yeah. You was all these wires and antennae, what's it, stuck all over me? Have I been reincarnated as a spider, have I?
We're doing a small job of work on you with that machine. Now lie still. No talking. It's a cardiograph, Pop. Recording what the heart does.
Well, if this don't beat all, I've come back as a printing machine. The racing results come through all right, Charlie?
Oh, grab an earful of that little beggar. Oh, ain't that just beautiful?
It appears the heart has suffered some damage. You will need absolute rest for several weeks, Mr. Larkin. Lying completely flat, no pillows. Well, perhaps one pillow after a week or two. I'll write some prescriptions.
Could have been worse, Doc.
Could have been a lot worse. You're a lucky man. Mr. Larkin, we'll need quiet, Mrs. Larkin.
It's all right, Marriott will look after us for Miss Illida. It'll just be the two of us.
I will. Oh, but, Ma, don't forget, Primrose is coming home today.
Well, that's good, isn't it? She'll help.
I'll fetch Primrose from the station, Ma.
Thanks, Charlie. Oh, it's got me all confused. I've had a brand new stomach. Talking of brandy, can I get Pop a nice large one now, Doctor?
Not on any account.
Well, brandy's good for the heart, isn't it? And he loves it, thrives on it, peps him up no end.
Pepping him up is just what we don't want to do.
Well, I'll go to the bone house.
Ma!
Ma, I do think the bone house is exactly where your husband will be going if we're not careful.
Oh, God, who ever heard of a drop of brandy hurting anybody? And he must be famished, poor soul. He hasn't eaten a thing for 12 hours. Good square meal set him up. Beefsteak and kidney pudding, a bottle of Beaujolais, put him right in no time.
Mrs. Larkin.
Ma,
I really don't.
Look at me up, some hand-dog priest giving last rites, Doctor. We haven't come to that yet, and you needn't think we have. Steak and kidney pudding's a tonic. Give Pop a bit of excitement, friend's sake.
Mr. Larkin must have no excitement.
What? None?
None. Mrs. Larkin, I really must impress upon you the seriousness of the situation.
Listen to the doctor, Ma.
I'm talking about him not eating, Mrs. Larkin. Your husband must have no sugar, no butter, no animal fats, very few carbohydrates, no stimulants.
Do you mind? His life won't be worth living.
And no alcohol.
No drink.
No drink.
What is it, poison in there?
Tantamount to that.
You mean, it could be tea?
Precisely.
You must be joking.
I am not joking. Absolutely no alcohol. Do you understand?
How long for?
The foreseeable future.
And how long might that be, for God Almighty's sake?
Forever. Yes, perhaps forever.
Well, if this don't beat all, no steak and kidney pudding, no excitement, teetotal. It's a libel. You'll never live it down. Oh, it's the end.
This is the absolute living end, yes. Well, you keep on listening to that bird, Sid Larkin.
Just running on the bird. Because it's worth something to him. That's life. And that's worth everything.
Good morning. Five stamps, please. Morning. Crying. Has something upset you? What on earth is the matter?
Haven't you heard? Oh, Miss Pilchester, it's so awful. It's just awful.
What's awful? Heard what?
Oh, about Mr. Larkin.
Mr. Larkin? What about Mr. Larkin?
Oh, he's dead.
Dead?
Dead, oh.
Don't be ridiculous.
Not down by a car.
No, no, no.
He had a stroke first. Sudden. 8 o'clock this morning. Oh, Lord.
Stroke. And the car? The ambulance. Not that ambulance. Oh, no. It can't be. God wouldn't do that. God would never do a thing like that.
It's the end. The end of everything. The
In A Little of What You Fancy, Pop Larkin was played by David Jason and Ma Larkin by Pam Ferris. Mariette by Hetty Baines, Mr. Charlton, Charles Simpson, the Doctor, Max Harvey, Edith Pilchester, Claire Welch, the Brigadier, Derek Waring, Reverend Candy, Paul Panting, the Surveyor, Lloyd Johnston, and the Shop Assistant, Una Beeson. A Little of What You Fancy was an Excelsior production.
Pink champagne, the perfect summer dream. Off the bed at 2:30. Ah, you see the sun breaking. Perfect.